again, these people probably had these pieces of property for a really, really long time. It was probably minimally insured, and I would say they probably, most of them, came close to wiping out the cash reserves for the business doing the rebuild or proposed rebuild, and they just turned around and they said, you know, we can't do this. We can't, you know, put ourselves on the precipice and hope that people are going to come back and we'll be able to survive. So, I mean, I can understand. That's a gutsy decision to come back after something like that. And, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And I applaud the people that did it.
Yeah, I'm coming up to the CIP on the big lot. It's interesting. You can just, you know, just imagine all the places down the Jersey Shore that got wrapped and never recovered. I'm sure it's more of the same. So it's still taking its toll. Still taking its toll. And I remember running down to save Sherry. She lives in Oceanside. She has the canal right behind the house, and it was literally through her house. She lives a few blocks from Jeffrey. And there's still houses that are derelict down there. It's incredible.
There's, you know, still stuff all over the place that's just not come back. And there's nothing you can do about it. Except, you know, keep calm and chive on.
Okay. Switching gears a little bit, you've heard of our Legionnaires outbreak. So we had a meeting this morning at my place about that. I'm sure it was more for the treatment, but I'm sure our facility's condition is going to also come up in the conversation.
As a matter of fact, one of the guys that teaches one of my classes, I think it might be bloodborne and airborne pathogens classes that I get my certification in, he was one of the leading research doctors on the very original outbreak of Legionnaires, and he was the one that actually discovered where it likes to hide, and it wasn't the water towers. He said it was very interesting how they determined where it was located and how they came up with all of their findings.
All very interesting. It's so interesting. I know we're going to get wrapped. When was the last time you guys got certified ductwork cleaning? When was the last time you guys got certified for this? When was the last time that? Where's the paperwork? Where's the record?
When was the last time that you put the chemicals in the cooling tower water? When was the last time it was sent out for analysis? Blah, blah, blah.
Where's the logbook of all this? So, in anticipation of this, we've been getting stuff together, so we're in decent shape. I don't know about the ductwork cleaning, though. It really is not us. It's more like a housekeeping subject, so they're going to get hammered.
Well, Legionnaire's disease doesn't live in dirty ductwork, so you don't have to worry about that.
And it's part of the related inspection. Just fixing the Jose Cuervo. Not flying like the other day, but doing decently.
Yes, yes indeed. Yes, well, I'm sure that you will arrive, find yourself a parking spot in due time. And to be in Mobile.
Got a sand truck, Jake, breaking his way through traffic.
You gotta love those sand haulers. They just have no regard for anybody.
They just love to jake break. What is it with these guys? Is it part of our training?
Yes. Let's take break so that we don't have to use, you know, normal means of slowing our vehicles down. This way we beat the pants off the engine and its high compression.
Today I have to bring the construction team over to the planning house where they're going to be formally introduced to the new planning director, Girly Girl.
Ah, very good. Should I sit over here for a little bit and wait for a spot, or just go over to my normal spot, normal area? Because I am on the hunt, by the way.
Cool. I spoke to one or two of my friends that I used to work with over at Barn Bar that know her. And, she seems to be, getting very good reviews. So I'm happy about that. These guys wouldn't lie to me about anything. So that's a good thing. So this all might have a weird way of working out to my favor.
Yes, you'll draw favor upon, everybody.
I heard a couple of kooky things during the weekend happening around these airports, which I'll talk to you offline about. The usual kookiness.
Wow, there's no spots. My God.
Nobody's working today?
Oh, well, the spots on the main street, you gotta wait for people to come out of the apartment building and get in their cars. I sometimes don't like to do that. But over here on the big, east-west, whatever, north-south road, where all the trucks and stuff are, even that's pretty full up. I got my spots. Not that I'm happy that it's all the way over here, but hopefully it won't be too brutally hot when I get out later.
It's supposed to be.
I guess I'll just be hot and steady. You got a couple of few minutes, I'll give you a jingle on the landline. And two, PPN.
Go ahead. AB2NQN, okay.
Thank you.
audio this week. You can't be as good.
No, I'm not mobile. I don't know why my audio is weak. I would have to check that. I don't understand. Okay, anyhow, how are you doing this morning? I actually have to go to work in a couple of minutes, but I just wanted to check in with you. If the thing was, did you check into the tech net last night? Because I listened for a while, but I hear you.
Okay, Barry, now I've fell asleep. I woke up about 10 o'clock and I was supposed to say you're doing.
Fine, just fine. They have a list of customers that I'm going to have to go to today, so go to that. I tried calling you on the phone, but you shut off. Bad. Alright, antenna still working okay?
Yes, it's working great. Thanks, Ray. I just hope the village doesn't get it. Alright, maybe I'm going to order today. You know, Open Compact Antenna? That's that company that make antennas for HF. And maybe we can do it next weekend, you know?
Okay, yeah, every time you say that, I swear it sounds like a chicken man, you know, but I guess it's not. I don't know, I've never seen one. But I will look on the internet. Can you get a picture of it on the internet?
Yes, you can. Absolutely. KW2KJI recommended it. So I'm going to order it from his place, KJI Electronics. Probably come in a little pouch, because it's not that big. You can probably send it priority mail today.
Okay, very good. And I don't think there's anything to worry about, Richie. If you noticed, if you go outside, you really can't see how your antenna is mounted from the street. You can't even see that part of the antenna. So it's below something, I don't remember. I was looking at it from the street, but when I left, I don't know what they're hocking you a chinic about it being an eyesore. I don't understand it. That just that makes no sense.
Just thinking. You probably forgot. I don't know how they saw it. When I first moved here and was very sick, you put an antenna close to the ground, you may or may not remember, and we crossed the wheelchair ramp with the cable. Totally obstructed it. Do you know, I told you, you forgot. The police came here and told me it's got to be removed. I don't know how I saw it. And I said, it was my wheelchair ramp. He said, still, you can't do it. And that was good. Give me this. Yeah, but I don't know how they saw the cable on the ground. I have no idea. But anyway, well, the cable is hanging. Partially obstructed the wheelchair. I mean, push it out of the way. The journey is going to move, and he's going to tape it up into a clip.
Now?
Yes, it's obstructing the wheelchair. They get closer to the mic and speak up. It's very hard to copy you. Doing it, it's going to fly him way up. No, when it comes down and walks, he comes into the house.
Hey, hold on a second, Richard. I'm looking. I don't see anything wrong with the audio. Alright. I'm going to look at the audio. I'll be back. I don't understand it. I guess it's partially due to the fact I hardly ever use FM. Okay, those are my customers, so I'll call you soon.
Hey, Barry, see you in a while.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
W2DET. W2DET, this is K6DPZ. Are you around, over? W2DET, W2DET, K6DPZ.
Hey, Jake, I'll just say everything here.
Wow. Good morning, N2EO.
N2EO, K6DP. Hey, Rick, have you heard, what's his name on, DET?
Bob, I haven't heard of him. I was listening to Barry, but he was on the telephone. I think he wanted to do a job.
I don't have it handy. Call him. Tell him to call me. It's very important. Number one priority.
Give a few minutes. I'm just waking up. Attendant will be here in 8:30.
Rich, I think it's a
problem. Why didn't you call me?
Very, I got a million people talking. Are you there?